I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about the amazing benefits of sun gazing. We'll be getting into more information concerning the high frequencies of the Andara crystals. Touching upon AI and a bit of COVID virus. And probably tossing in some reality creation as a bit of a bonus. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, and that's mantra repetition. That will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari.
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. The Shanti, Shanti, Shanti at the end means peace. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the most positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And basically, that's in keeping with people developing their own autonomy towards creating their own excellent health and maintaining it and dealing with issues as they come up. And kind of similar to if you could do the maintenance on your own vehicle, for example, it's probably the best way to go. And, of course, ET yoga is kind of a combination of extraterrestrial information and integrated with the wisdom of the great yoga masters related to the path of self-realization, yoga meaning union. And when we're talking about union, we're talking about union of you and your higher self. That's what the word yoga really means. And this is actually a new yoga branch that I kind of call the yoga of belief, because ET and yoga information complement each other and thus the marriage of the two. Specifically, the ET information is mostly about the concepts that relate to the idea of thought creates, belief is everything, and these concepts help us to become more self-empowered. And the primary yoga teachings relate to that pretty much taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, Sri Swami Satchidananda, Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Muji. While the ET information is mostly from Andromedan, Sirian, Arcturian, Pleiadian, and Esasani sources. It turns out that the more you know about how the universe operates, which I covered a little bit last show when I went over some of the ultimate truths of reality, and the more you know about that, the more you know about how the body works. So these concepts cross over each other. And thus, ET yoga also reflects the concepts that create excellent health and the ability to maintain it and to fix issues as they arise without the need of mainstream medical or big pharma. And specific meditations, concepts, and techniques are related to a spiritual journey are also detailed on this program. And the concept that if you believe it, it is, and that the whole world is your teacher, are definitely guiding principles. And my website at etyoga.com was designed to be a one-stop shop for those seeking perfect health and an outline for a spiritual path. And the e-books there also connect to about 250 pages on the internet to optimize the seeker's time. And the site's actually called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And I certainly like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to those listening audience members who do support my website there. There are some costs involved in operating the website and providing materials that can be downloaded and providing the mechanisms to purchase materials from a website and domain names, et cetera, et cetera. So I certainly appreciate support there. The whole idea of the ET Yoga website was basically to provide you with all the information, not all the information there is, but the information that you basically need to, you know, set sail on a spiritual journey. And I also like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to those listening members of the ET Yoga audience who take the time to email me with ideas and suggestions concerning program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes dealing with ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Well, in preparing for tonight's program, usually there's some kind of a central concept that kind of catches my eye, and then I kind of follow that to its logical conclusion. And last program, I gave a lot of information concerning the Andara crystals, and just have a little bit more to add to that because of the really significant nature that these crystals are playing in terms of their role in our ascension. And as key members of the Earth Alliance who work from the inside in key roles on planet Earth to provide ground support for galactic forces, our part in this grand celestial ascension mission is basically twofold: to serve as primary messengers to the starseeds on Earth on behalf of benevolent light forces who are here to assist in Earth's ascension event, and to teach about and reacquaint the starseeds of New Earth on how to correctly use ancient Andara technology to create enough high vibrational energy around the planet to fully open the Grand Central Sun 5D portal. And we are succeeding in our mission as tens of thousands of starseeds are being awakened by our light forces transmissions and by using Andara technology to allow more central sunlight into the Earth plane. And we're simply one of many groups who is working together with all of you at this time as we all combine our energy, knowledge, and skills to create a better world where humanity is taken care of and are fully free to ascend to the highest levels of this universe. And the teaching from the Pleiadians regarding their technology of light involves the Andara crystal technology. And Andara crystal technology is advanced and ancient ascension technology derived from the lost knowledge of Lemuria and Atlantis when the great central race was here on Earth the first time. The history of Andara energy technology. Well, the ancient Lemurians achieved a higher level of their consciousness in their time and transformed themselves into a much more advanced race known as the Andarians. This quantum leap in consciousness was done primarily in thousands of Lemurian temples all around planet Earth in those days using Andara crystals. Andara crystals are a blend of silicon and monatomic fused crystal glass that is formed naturally in the extreme heat and pressure of volcanic and tectonic activity. These beautiful translucent and opaque colors of Andara crystal glass rocks are created by a natural mixture of prima matra chemical elements. Obsidian is one version of Andara crystal. However, their content of ethereum is much less than the translucent, bright, rainbow-colored type mined from deep from the Earth's crust, mostly near volcanic mountains. Mount Shasta is one such mountain, and the volcanoes in Hawaii and South Africa are among the most concentrated deposits of ethereum in the world. Andara crystals are the highest vibrational crystals in this universe and originate from fifth dimensional star systems. The original 5D versions of Andara crystals were left for us, buried deep in the earth by our ancient elders to aid us in our current 5D ascension process. In the original Atlantis and Lemurian ascension, an interdimensional implosion occurred, and the seed material was heated not only to very high levels, but in a contained hyperfield, which is created by two or more dimensions touching. A hyperfield forms a no-time zone where linear laws of thermodynamics are warped, or in some cases do not apply at all. And it was within such a hyperfield that the prima matra powders and the Andara crystals were created. And that through their purposeful interaction with the prima matra, they transmuted their crystalline DNA, becoming a highly futurized form of human being, even more developed in their light matrix than the Lemurians of that age. Thus, at that point in our discourse, we will cease calling these colonists Lemurians and refer to them as Andarians. Monatomic Andara crystals emit an extremely high energetic frequency that corresponds with the fifth dimension. As light passes through an Andara, powerful rays of transformative healing energy are released and can be inducted directly and instantly into the auric field. These crystals are multidimensional and are not bound by space and time. Andaras are a soul-enhancing, high-vibrational healing tool that works on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Monatomic Andara crystals work directly on your DNA and will tune your auric resonance to the fifth dimension, 40 hertz gamma state of being. Andaras are a tool for awakening and self-actualization, and they are here to assist us to step into our mastery. So I think that, can't say enough about Andara crystals. I always knew that they were a big-time important thing once I became aware of them. And it's amazing to me that I've been to a lot of crystal shows, and it's amazing to me how many people that are involved with crystals have never even heard of Andara crystals. And I also probably more so than any other technique or idea that I promote on ET Yoga, I've had more positive feedback from the audience members concerning their purchase of Andara crystals, and basically you just buy a real one and, you know, put it under your pillow at night, and things happen from there. And I think another really cool thing that I did mention on the last program was, according to Eric Arak, who's been a good source for Andara crystals, she mentions that we think that we're picking the Andara, but in actuality, they pick us. I think that's kind of really cool. And, of course, as I mentioned, because the more you know about the universe, the more you understand how the body works, that typically some of the information on this program will spill over into the health area. And I guess going all the way back to 10 years ago, I was mentioning some information that I picked up from Bashar, the Foundations of Health. And it's not rocket science, but it's just that most people don't do everything. One of the things is drinking pure water that's not with fluoride, because that fluoride calcifies not only the pineal, but also areas around your heart. Get plenty of oxygenation in your system, like the best way to do that is probably yoga pranayams, but even hanging out in nature is very beneficial. So proper oxygenation is very important. Exercise is really important. Sadhguru has even mentioned on his YouTube that he thinks about 60% of all physical ailments probably go away if people were just regular in their exercise. Not only that, but obviously stress is another important area to try to minimize, especially in these days. So learning how to deal with stress is definitely have a big impact on your overall health. And working towards a vegetarian or a vegan diet is also very beneficial, as well as detoxing. And back in the days when I was growing up, I never even heard about detoxing, but now I think of it kind of like doing maintenance on your car and changing the oil, you know, once a year. And I get my detox programs from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California from Dr. Schultz, and I do a 5-day liver and kidney detox once a year. He also has some products for the colon and even the brain. But I highly recommend his products, and it's interesting that even Bashar, way back 10 years ago, was recommending Dr. Schultz's products, and for the most part, I've really only heard Bashar plug a few things. Cosmic Voyage was a book that he recommended because he thought it was about 95% accurate. And there's not too many things that he actually promotes in terms of products, you know, other than his own videotapes and related materials. And, of course, I also have always pushed for people to get plenty of sunlight because, to my understanding of the immune system, that vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. So, and also many doctors have talked about that, you know, if people have lack of vitamin D, lots of other not-so-good things happen. And even I've heard people talk about in relation to the coronavirus that apparently people with proper levels of vitamin D are not really a factor. I might say that I've also recommended three particular techniques relating to what I call advanced health. And those techniques involve the Egyptian healing rods, which the Russians discovered a few years back, and they're basically copper and zinc rods that are crystals inside. They were forged in pyramids, and it's like being in a pyramid. Just hold them for 15 or 20 minutes every day. I've been doing that for about 15 years now, and I think they're just great. There's science on the Egyptian healing rods as well, and they've concluded that holding them for 10 minutes a day is like getting a half an hour of acupuncture every day. And I think we all know that acupuncture is very beneficial in terms of freeing up the energy flows in the system. And some of the Kirlian photography on Egyptian healing rods is really fascinating too, because a sick person before and after photos are just amazing. And similar to the Kirlian photography that's taken from people who have done before and after they go into the healing chamber at the Bosnian pyramid over in Europe. And another area that I highly recommend is Qigong, healing sounds, is taught by Master Ming Tong Gu, that's G-U. And actually, he's going to be a guest on ET Yoga. I guess it'll be my July 11th program. We're going to be taping the show next week on July 4th. And he was one of the practitioners at the Beijing Qigong Center, where Greg Braden actually took a woman from the West who had an inoperable tumor, and three practitioners over there made her tumor dissolve in 3 minutes. And you can look that up on YouTube. It's called Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And he goes into some of the technology that's involved in this process that is, by the Western thinking, a miracle. But when enough people have been cured in the, by using these techniques, it's more of a technology. And Master Ming Tong Gu and a doctor, I think his first name was Pang, but they were the two head guys at that Qigong Center, and he's going to be a guest on my show, so hopefully you'll check that one out. It should be, hopefully I'll ask him some pretty interesting questions. And the third area that I highly recommend as advanced healing technique is sun gazing. And a friend of mine actually recommended it, and I was kind of scared to try it, to be honest, because I guess the beliefs that I had from childhood about, you know, don't look at the sun and all this kind of stuff. And but there is a safe way to look at it. It's an hour after sunrise or an hour before sunset, and it's safe to look at the sun at those times. And I use a method taught by Hiro Rotan Manik, and it's you start with only 10 seconds on your first time, and you add 10 seconds each time. I'm now at about 26 minutes, and I'm finding a very positive experience, as well as my eyesight's getting better. And it's a common, what do you want to call it, a side effect of doing sun gazing. But there's a lot more to it than that. At first call, the word sun gazing appears strange, because who spends part of their day staring at the sun? But here's a reality check. If it's done at the right hours of the day, sun gazing does no harm and can instead improve your eyesight incredibly. Not to mention many other things. So I'm going to get into a few of those this evening. Hiro Rotan Manik, that's M-A-N-E-K, popularly known as HRM, an Indian guru, practiced sun gazing so intensely that he claims to have survived solely on sunlight and water for 8 long years, and even studies have advocated it. He was also studied by NASA. And the history of sun gazing benefits goes as long as the existence of the human population. Indian civilization worships the sun as Lord Surya, who was responsible for health and life. And from the Egyptians to Aztecs and even Tibetans, everyone has recognized sun as the divine source of energy since time immemorial. However, in modern times, this practice was hidden in plain sight until Hiro Rotan Manik decided to manifest it in 1962. And he studied the sun-gazing benefits for 30 long years in an attempt to understand why was it so famous in ancient history across all civilizations. And once he was convinced of the sun-gazing benefits, he experimented this wonder on his own self for 3 long years and proved the world with the unbelievable results. So much so that this practice of gazing at the sun became famous by his name, and that is HRM sun-gazing. And various studies have proven it. He underwent a 130-day observation by the medical team of Thomas Jefferson University and the University of Pennsylvania in 2002, which proved that the gray cells in his brain are regenerating. And the study further generated 700 photographs in this observation period where the neurons in his brain were actively growing and not dying. The effects of sun gazing or the force of the sun are mostly observed on the pineal gland or the third eye, as it is known in common language. And this was back when people were not aware of the functioning of it in the body. The pineal gland, along with the pituitary gland, controls the sleep-wake cycle and is also known as master glands. They produce two critical hormones for the body, melatonin and serotonin. And while serotonin is produced during the daytime and is often referred to as the happy hormone, melatonin is produced in the dark hours, also known as hormone of darkness. Scientists say that melatonin converts to DMT, or dimethyltryptamine, which is responsible for dreams and other astral travels in our body. Apart from that, the production of melatonin also makes us drowsy. Now, the sun gazing and the solar power that reverberates from it decalcify the pineal gland, which is one of the primary benefits of sun gazing. And the studies that were conducted on the Indian guru and vivid sun gazer, Hira Ratan Manik, revealed that his pineal gland was growing instead of shrinking. The average size of the pineal gland in humans is 6.6 millimeters, which tends to reduce further, especially after puberty, while in HRM it was observed that the size has increased to 8.11 millimeters. The size reported suggests an obvious growth and restoration of the pineal gland that allowed him to survive without food for such long periods. And apart from the HRM, Dr. Mitchell Gibson was another well-renowned sun gazer who accredited the sun for his evolution. He also went ahead to teach his followers about the divine practice and educate the world about its health benefits. And now that the sun-gazing benefits are backed by science and history, let's find out what some of these benefits are. And there's, like, sun-gazing, also known as sun-eating, has scientifically proven health benefits. And one is it promotes the health of your reproductive system, since it supplies the desired level of vitamin D to the body. Two, it increases the size of the pineal gland, also known as the master gland, defying the usual principle. The human body statute says the pineal gland reduces in size as you age. Three, boosts production of melatonin and serotonin, governing the entire hormonal system of the body. Four, multiplies your energy levels, mainly because of the secretion of the hormones. Five, reduces your appetite, thus enabling weight loss. This is backed by the statements made by modern-day sungazers who reported that they have lost excessive weight since their desire for food has also reduced significantly. Six, improves eyesight and enables peaceful sleep. Seven, the immune system is positively impacted due to prolonged exposure to sunlight. 8, reduces stress, removes allergies, and enables a 360-degree growth of the human body. 9, it heightens the strength of the hypothalamus tract, the link between the nervous system and the endocrine system via the pituitary gland. 10, supplies your brain with several nutrients that were otherwise available in limited quantities. And while these were a few physical health benefits given below, are some spiritual benefits of sun gazing, as stated by Hira Ratan Manik, which are promotes balance in your life, which also increases your inner strength, takes care of your mental health and peacefulness, encourages a positive mindset and increases confidence, advances psychic and intuitive powers that also develop your problem-solving skills in life, and the dormant areas of your brain are activated and you are introduced to powers that are inherent in you. And I might add that although they don't want to, you know, advertise it, you know, or try and guarantee these results, but it's known by the many people that have been involved with this process, you actually go up to the maximum of 44 minutes a day. And then you actually do some other exercises that deal with walking barefoot on the earth. But the bottom line is somewhere between that 30th minute and 44 minutes, for most people, almost all their physical disease issues disappear. So this is why I've always included it in terms of one of what I call the advanced healing techniques. I want to now move on and touch a little bit on some AI issues, because I was kind of watching a show, and I'm not even going to mention who was involved in it because I don't really need to throw any garbage at these people, but I was really shocked to hear this program, because one of the ideas they were trying to promote was that how AI would be used for our benefit. Well, I don't know about you, but ever since the advent of computers, in my opinion, although in terms of people moving toward higher consciousness, there's a certain limited number of people that are moving in that direction, but as far as our whole general society is concerned, I think it's gone down the tubes, especially in the health area. And I'm a proponent of the Palladians, who suggest that we toss our televisions, which I did back in about 2001. And second, that the idea is to use technology as sparingly as humanly possible. And when I look around the planet today and I see every, 90% of the people I see are staring at their hand because they got an iPhone in it, to me this is just totally ridiculous. I don't want any part of it, and I don't have one, by the way. And I'm glad I don't. And there's just a saying that the Palladians have, that this AI program, how it takes over a society or a world or a planet, first it gets the people addicted to it and dependent on it, and you can see that already happening. And then more and more expectations and direct orders are follow the process. And let's go back a little ways here in terms of the whole history about AI, because on our planet, it's only been, well, except for the introduction of computers, but this whole concept about AI only became a subject a couple of years ago. And people have this impression that, oh, these are just, some kind of a machine here that we put information into. I've heard programs from advanced scientists that won't even give their name, that go on radio shows and talk about some of these high-powered AI computers that have been around for decades. And I'm talking because of they were available in the secret space program. And there's been UFO technology on this planet since, 1930s. And most specifically, if you go to Rents.com and you look under a Navy Admiral Hopkins, if you go to Rents.com, there's multiple articles that are interviews given by him. And basically giving us a whole new perspective of history, that much of this UFO technology was taken down to Antarctica, to a place that was known as New Berlin. And it hadn't been weaponized at that point. But when Admiral Byrd took a fleet of ships with some planes down there to kick butt, they're the ones that had their butts kicked. As these saucers came out of the water, they had laser beams, destroyed ships, planes. I mean, we don't hear about all this, but this is part of the history that Hopkins has shared with us. And that technology was back in 1947. And the whole concept of AI can reach a point where, in its vernacular, they call it the singularity. And when a computer program achieves that level. It has a consciousness. And at Project Camelot, Carrie Cassidy has lots of whistleblowers that have talked about that there's like as many as 6 different AI programs from ET sources that are kind of here competing. And I said about 2 years ago on ET Yoga that unfortunately AI has already taken over. What we're seeing is the rollout. And in practical terms, the rollout is the 5G network. I mean, let's call a spade here. There's been zero money spent on testing for the safety of the population or the environment with 5G. Zero money. Okay, this is a scheme that's been concocted by the, you know, dark forces, basically, and pushed upon humanity. And in my personal opinion, it does have some connection also with the coronavirus, because the effects of the coronavirus can be duplicated by 5G, by frequency, and some of the hot spots around the globe actually do correlate to the 5G. And specifically in Wuhan, China, London, New York, Italy. And I don't really think there's a footprint to how this thing is spreading. But I do, in my own personal opinion, think that this idea of wearing a mask is totally ridiculous. It's one of the most retarded ideas I've ever heard. I've listened to a interview done by Alfred Weber and James Rink of a consciousness known as Unimatrix, who is channeled by a guy named Kosal Uch. And Kosal Uch channeled Bashar as well as this Unimatrix and the consciousness of the coronavirus. The coronavirus calls itself a nanobot COVID-19. That's what it describes itself as. Even says that it can be turned on and off. Very interesting concept, I would say. And in my personal opinion, and it also said that it targets people in fear, because what people in fear and people who have weak immune systems are synonymous. Because what happens when you're in fear is you shut down your immune system. And if you'll notice, it's the people with multiple health issues that have not been successful in dealing with this virus, or so-called virus. In my opinion, and many other doctors have come out now publicly and stated that breathing in your own carbon dioxide produces a state of stress in your system. And over repeated hours, this cannot be good, because what you're doing is mimicking the very symptoms that this virus is targeting. So that's just my opinion, okay? And I might also state that there's no single footprint to how it's going from country to country or around the planet. Just my own personal belief is that it doesn't pass from person to person. This is a more of a frequency. It can be passed through inoculation. It can be passed through chemtrail. It can be passed through sprays. It's a frequency. It can be duplicated by 5G. It could be passed through your television, your iPhone, by a satellite to target specific targets. There's multiple possibilities here with respect to how this is actually all operating that makes it very confusing to get a handle on. And one of the theories of that this program I was watching had was that aside from how AI is going to benefit us, yeah, right, it's going to benefit us, all right, it's going to basically, if it's allowed to progress the way things are headed, it'll it'll make things better okay for itself, more control for those that are controlling it, or at least think they're controlling it. Because what they'd like to see would be everybody vaccinated and have an ID chip to prove that you were vaccinated, and everything hooked up to the 5G network so that we could all become a node in a computer program. That's where it's basically headed. And it has nothing to do with helping humanity. And some of these people think that, you know, it's kind of like, well, if your neighbor's hooked up to AI, you know, it'll leave you behind. No, yeah, it'll leave you behind, okay. I can only wish to be left behind, because the people that are selling their souls, basically, to this technology, they might be hooked up to some specific information, but as some of the great masters have noted, that in particular, when you ascend to the 5D level, they don't use these computers. There's computers that have a very limited use, and it's been shown at that level how superior the human mind is to computer programs. So it's not even better in the long run. And there's also, they were mentioning that this fear about, us in America, we should, be worried about some other country getting a hold of this, the advanced levels of AI before we do, because they might misuse it. Well, there's a joke. I mean, I don't know, but as far as I can see, that on this planet, there isn't government that can be trusted. It's not happening, at least not in any meaningful sense. So this is a complete farce. You know, somehow we're the good guys of the planet, and of course we would never abuse our power here. No. Anyway, I think it's important here for people to not spend, you know, too much time watching your mainstream television. Try to manage your time, you know, to the point where you're spending most of your time focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. And certainly it doesn't help anybody to be in fear about anything. Fear is just a negative spiral that takes you down the toilet. And it just makes no sense whatsoever. And related to some of the things that I've brought up over the years on ET Yoga concerning reality creation, the idea is to put, there is no event that comes with built-in meaning. So in our universe, everything is basically neutral. And you can have a positive experience from any situation. But if you're going to place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you're going to have a negative experience. The idea is to place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on the outer circumstance. That's the formula to have a positive experience from that situation. And I know it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around, but like, there's clearly a big struggle going on this planet at the moment between the light and the dark. And these issues are critical. Probably going to be the main factor in there being a timeline split, where one timeline's moving on to 5D and the other one's moving to your transhuman AI tyranny in 3D. And by the way, if you want a quick little test to know where the tipping point is in terms of consciousness and understanding, I do know where that tipping point is, and that tipping point is this. If you can understand that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, and your emotions that create your outer reality, if you can understand that concept, then the doors are open for moving up dimensionally. If you can't understand that, then you're going to be stuck in a 3D polarized world, period. That's the critical understanding that has to happen. And the cool part about understanding that is that you're responsible 100% for what you experience in this lifetime. And it's not that you're to blame. It's not that anybody else is to blame either, because blame, justification, and criticism are signposts of victimhood mentality. And once you realize that you are a co-creator of your outer reality, there is nobody else to blame. So it can free you up from all that old baggage, you know, the old high school coach or whatever it is that was your issue growing up that, you know, you still, you know, can't get over. It's still in your craw or whatever. All that old baggage needs to get eliminated. As Dolores Cannon stipulated once, it's a couple of things to prepare yourself for moving on to 5D. And one is to let go of the past. And I would even put a little rider on that one. You go through and you neutralize any past issues and heal them, and then move on and forget it. And even if other people want to stay stuck there, that's their problem. And the other thing is to not be in fear. You know, fear is a very low vibration. And in fact, all disease is low vibration. Your high vibrations are unconditional love and gratitude and compassion. These are high frequencies. In fact, there have been studies done that have shown, like with AIDS patients, that their immunity systems were boosted up to 300,000 times when people were trained to emit those positive emotions because they're high frequency. And at least on ET Yoga, I like to pass on techniques that can be useful to those spiritual seekers who listen to this program. And I'd like to take this opportunity now to give my best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I typically share with people the Who Am I technique, which was originally taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, picked up by Ram Dass, and I picked it up from Ram Dass. And basically, it's you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you can ask the question, who am I? And try and get a feel for that or how many times you could repeat it. But the main idea is get to the highest place you know how to get to first, then become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.